defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from these Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios. Don't you love that? I do. I love that. Let me give you some information on what we're going to start doing with GunBroker, and then I'm going to get into a number of topics with you today. I have here in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Monster Cast, Crossbreed Holster, and GunBroker.com studios, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 range bags supplied to me by GunBroker.com. These are $70 bags by themselves with nothing else in them. They are $70 range bags. They're beautiful. But we're not done. We're going to stuff them with a koozie, maybe one or two koozies. I don't know. I got to look, but there's a lot of stuff in there. There's some little pins, all that fun stuff that goes in there. And there's GunBroker.com t-shirts that are going in there. Ooh, there's a possibility we might be working with Defender Coffee to provide a little bag of coffee there for you, regular or medium roast. And I've agreed to put in a signed copy of Grilling While Armed, the top 20 recipes, how to get off the gas and become your neighborhood barbecue pit boss in one day. While whiny socialists like to pair food, little foo-foo stuff, you know, big plate with a little stuff on it and spray stuff all over, put a sprig of something on it. You look at that and go, that's a meal? No. They like to prepare meals like that and then pair it up with wines. No, not here. Here, we smoke real wood smoke, coal smoked, coal fired, wood fired barbecue, and we pair it up with a gun for you to wear on your hip. That's America. Guns and barbecue. Grilling While Armed, the top 20 recipes, how to get off the gas and become your neighborhood barbecue pit boss in one day. The handgun edition, out now, available on Amazon. I'm going to sign a copy for you and put it in the gun bag. You're going to get about $150 worth of stuff. Probably about $125, I'm going to guess. I think about $125 worth of bucks. The range bag itself is $70. I'm going to give one away a month. Start watching Facebook.com/Armed American Radio's Mark Walters. Start watching Facebook at Armed American Radio. Facebook, Armed American Radio. I'm going to put a photograph of one of these packages up there on social media. I'll also tweet this out at AAR Mark. And all you're going to have to do is go to the Facebook page, like and share the post, and your name is in the running. We've done the giveaways before. They're wildly popular and wildly successful. I will be giving away the first range bag the last day of this month. That's correct. We'll do this for the month. At the end of the month, we're going to give the first one away, and I'll announce the winner on the air. Do it on the Monster Cast. We'll do it on the Monster Cast program. And, well, of course, I'll name the winner on the daytime show as well, too. But regardless, visit Armed American Radio at Facebook and at AAR Mark at Twitter to be involved. All you got to do is like and share the post. That's it. And on Twitter, what do you got to do? Just simply retweet it. Retweet my post. That's all you got to do. Retweet that Twitter post that I put out there. When you see it, I'll announce on the air when I'm going to do it. And at the end of the month, we're going to select a winner. Shanto's going to select that winner, that random winner, who's going to win that range bag from GunBroker.com. So lots of fun stuff coming back. That's just the beginning, too, by the way. Lots more fun stuff getting ready to pop here at the Armed American Radio Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios and the MonsterCast studios. All right, let's get started. Oh, boy. More triage. Where to go? First off, Stacey Washington, wonderful yesterday, wasn't she? She's one of my favorite people on earth. Visit StaceyOnTheRight.com for everything you need to know about Stacey Washington. And if you want to meet the two of us, or forget me, you want to meet Stacey, she's going to be at the GRPC in Phoenix this year. Visit SAF.org and enroll right now. Its registration is free. The conference is free. You get to meet all of us, hang out with us, break bread with us, buy us a cocktail if you so choose. See how that works? I'm just kidding there, Shanto. Shanto can't make it this year, but I can. I'm there every year. We'll be speaking there. But if you want to meet Stacey, all kidding aside, the Gun Rights Policy Conference, you can hang out with us. You get a box lunch. It's free. You get a cut rate on that room. It's cheap to get to Phoenix. And the entire event is 110,000%, gazillion, quadrillion percent free. And you get a free lunch, and you'll walk out of there. I'm telling you, if you come in from out of town, you're going to need an extra bag because you're going to get about $150 to $200 worth of free reading material, books, and everything else. It's a lot of fun. and you're going to learn what direction we're heading going into 2020. I don't need to tell you. This is going to be a raucous event. What's happening out in the world today? NRA board member and former first vice president Richard Childress of NASCAR fame has resigned his position at the board of directors. Here's what he had to say. "It is with great regret and a heavy heart that I am informing you of my resignation from the board of directors of the NRA, the NRA Foundation, Hunter's Leadership Forum, and all NRA committees on which I'm currently seated, effective immediately. At this time, it's necessary for me to fully focus on my businesses. I owe that to my employees, our partners, my family, and myself. Since proudly agreeing to serve on the NRA board, I have supported the organization and its important mission to preserve and protect our constitutional rights. But when, as now, I am no longer able to fully engage in any commitment that I have made, it becomes time for me to step down. I've reached that point in my ability to continue to serve the NRA. As such, I must resign. It has been an honor to represent the millions of NRA members. I am proud of the NRA's commitment in defending our Second Amendment rights and hunting/shooting education. My hope is that the NRA will move forward with a focus on its important mission of defending the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens as provided in the Second Amendment, promoting firearm and hunting safety, enhancing our shooting sports, and educating the general public about firearms. Rest assured that I will still be supporting many hunting and conservation initiatives that are near and dear to me. Of course, I will also continue my work to defend our Second Amendment, however possible, which I support with all my heart. Sincerely, Richard Childress." What does that tell me? And I've been very critical of NRA management over the last, several months. That's not going to stop now. Richard Childress is NASCAR royalty, probably second behind Richard Petty. I've met Richard Childress. I've opened doors for Richard Childress. As you know, I'm a huge NASCAR fan, and I have media access to a couple of races, including Atlanta. I've sat in drivers' meetings. I've listened to him address the drivers, and I've seen him out and about at haulers on race days. Richard Childress is one of the nicest people I've ever said hello to. He's a super nice guy. I've met him on more than one occasion. He probably won't remember, but I do. Richard Childress is just being a nice guy in this letter. As far as I'm concerned, I take him at his word. I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but I can speculate, can't I? Kind of interesting now that this is the sixth high-profile resignation of an NRA board member over the last several weeks, in as many weeks. You find that strange? Six. David Dell'Aquila, one of the high-end donors to the NRA, had him an A-rated board member. Get this. Childress was known to favor. He was working with Oliver North. He wanted to see outside investigations into the allegations of questionable spending by Wayne LaPierre. So do I, as a member. But not just him. Wayne LaPierre in particular. It wasn't just Childress. But he also wanted an independent review of the bills paid to outside counsel William Brewer's law firm. After everything is said and done, look, when coincidences begin to line up, you can begin to see a pattern develop. Is it coincidence that Wayne LaPierre, Is it a coincidence now that you have at the top of the NRA running the whole boat, sitting at the helm, Wayne LaPierre, Josh Powell, and William Brewer, all of whom have been criticized during this entire, I don't even know what you want to call it now, self-inflicted debacle? Richard Childress is high profile. What does it tell us when he does that? I'll tell you. It is my guess. It is this host's opinion. Because Richard Childress has always been running his racing businesses, always. He doesn't want any part of it anymore. He was along for the ride. He was also, by the way, removed from his position as first vice president, replaced by Joseph Cotton. But he did remain a member of the board. This was after the Oliver Northhold dust-up at the NRA annual meeting this year. Richard Childress, like the rest of them, doesn't want any part of it anymore. Doesn't like what he's seeing. Perception is reality, isn't it? Yeah, the NRA needs to make some serious changes. And the I don't know, what do you want to call it at the NRA? Continues. It continues. It's continuing to go on. We're going to continue to witness this. And I will continue to bring it to you, and I'll give you my opinion. LaPierre and crew need to go. The NRA is a wounded animal right now. Back after this.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's daily defense from the GunBroker.com studio. Sometimes you push the wrong buttons in here and you get really weird sounds. Oh, man. Okay, nonetheless, welcome back inside the GunBroker.com studios. Here's what I want to tell you before I get cracking. You just heard the GunBroker.com rejoin. Here's the deal. GunBroker.com, sign up, get an account. They're awesome over there. I just met with GunBroker just the other day, just last week. And as I told you at the top of the hour, I've got five range bags here. We're going to give these things out to you. Follow me on social media at AAR Mark. Tune into this program and like us over at Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. For your chance. And I'll explain it all in the post. But we're going to get that post out probably tomorrow. I'll probably have it out for you tomorrow because I got to do some photographs and I got to nail down what's going to go in the bag. But here's what I can tell you. The winner's going to get a GunBroker.com range bag. It's valued at $70, at least $70. Plus, I'm going to put Grilling While Armed in it. You're going to get a t-shirt, little koozie, some really cool stuff. And I really want you to win this thing. I'll announce it on social media, but we're going to give it away at the end of the month on this program. Probably the Monster Cast. That's what I'm trying to work out. I'm working out those bugs right now, but we'll announce it on both shows. So nevertheless, we're going to announce it on both shows. So if you miss hearing it on the daytime show, you'll hear it on the Monster Show if you won. I want you to win this thing. Real easy to do. All you're going to have to do is go over and like and share the post on either Facebook or go ahead and retweet it at Twitter. And if you do that, we're going to see in there, make a comment. We'll see. We'll get all the bugs worked out, but I want you to win this thing. Not long ago, I was on NBC News New York in the morning, the early morning news on NBC News New York, and I followed Representative Peter King. I went on after Peter King did, and I'm glad I did because I was able to comment on his support for background checks. The only thing that was missing was what I'm about to talk with you about now, and that is him being the first Republican to sign on to the quote-unquote assault weapons ban being pushed by the Democrats in the House. Hindsight is, you'll agree with me with this, hindsight is high-definition vision, isn't it? I mean, you can look back in the rearview mirror and see everything in HD. Easy to do. Easy to look back. Democrats are great at looking back. But I noticed when I was listening to Peter King before I came on after the commercials, as the anchors were punching him from the left, just throwing him left hooks, Peter King was defending his record of agreeing with the left on background checks, etc., while at the same time expertly walking a fine line to those Republican constituents in his Long Island district that might not like him saying these things. In other words, he was talking out of both sides of his mouth, and he did it expertly. And if you're not familiar with how these guys do this, you're going to be taken, depending on your ideology. If you were a Democrat listening to him, man, he supported background checks. If you were a Republican, it was only because it was where he was in New York, and that works for New York, but he admits it doesn't work in the rest of the country. So he's giving himself plausible deniability and out. In other words, he's a sleazeball, greaseball talking out both sides of his mouth. We can all agree on that. And he's not alone in Washington, of course not. But I said on that interview, hey, I have respect for Peter King. At least he's telling us he supported him. I understand what he's doing by providing himself that, oh, now over here I'll drool on the left side of my mouth. Over here I'm going to drool on the right side of my mouth. Here's what I'd like Peter King to come out and say. You know what? I'm a rhino. I'm just a Republican in name only. I'm more Democrat because I got to be here in New York and I got to support some of these positions. Here's the deal, Peter. Quit drooling out of both sides of your mouth and just tell me where you stand. If you support background checks, support them. If you don't, don't. Then we know exactly where you're at, but we all know where you're at anyway. I do. You do. And you support gun control. And now Representative Peter King is the first Republican to come out and sign on with the Democrat-run House and their assault on your right to own a semi-automatic rifle. Listen to what this arrogant man had. Oh, man. Oh, I had to be really, really careful there. this arrogant man was not my first choice. Here's what he said, and I quote, you get me. They are weapons of mass slaughter. That's what he said right after he came out publicly on Monday, yesterday. I don't see any need for them in everyday society, he said. Here's my response to King. I don't care what you decide. You don't decide for me. You don't get to decide that for me, what I need. You don't get to tell me morally what I need in any aspect of my life. The arrogance of an individual who would try to tell another American citizen what they need or don't need. I don't tell Representative Peter King what he needs or doesn't need or what he wants or doesn't want. They are weapons of mass slaughter. Let's tackle that one first. How about I just go right to the FBI? You want me to go? How about I do that? I was a guest on two radio shows earlier this morning, and I rang both of these numbers out to both hosts. 2013, homicides, murder victims by weapon from the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, UCR, Uniform Crime Report. This isn't from the mind of Mark A. No. This is from the FBI. Rifles, 2013, 285. 2014, 258. 2015, coincidentally, 258. 2016, 378. 2017, 403. That's homicide by all rifles of any type combined. All rifles of any type combined. Now, there are dynamics in play. Our population increases each year over year. They don't want you to talk about that. Then we start getting into per capita numbers. All of these things change. John Locke can tell you about all that. He has. But we're just going to use the numbers on their surface. Keeping in mind that this is a country of 320 million people, probably far higher, probably closer to 340 or 350 if we counted everybody. 285, 258, 258, 378, 403. Individual by year homicides by any rifle at all. Handguns. 5782 in 2013, 14, 5673, 15, 6569, 2016, 7204, 2017, down by roughly 200 at 7,032. And by the way, the total numbers in crime in America is dropping. I'm going to dig into this a little bit more because I've got another statistic that unfortunately the clock is going to cut me off, so stick around to hear it, and we'll just put Peter King right in his place back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to USCCAonAir.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to USCCAonAir.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit USCCAonAir.com to find out. Once again, that's USCCAonAir.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from these GunBroker.com studios continues. Segment 3, here we go. I'm talking about FBI numbers now. Remember, the truth is a harsh mistress. And I'm talking about these numbers because Peter King, the Republican in name only in Long Island, New York, has signed on with the Democrats for their assault weapons ban because he says you don't need anything related to what you have. He's calling your guns weapons of mass slaughter. I don't see any need for them in everyday society. I don't see any need for his opinion in everyday society. Stay in New York on Long Island. You don't get to decide what goes on in the rest of society, Peter King. Flip parties already, okay? Do us all a favor. But let's go back to the FBI. Because, again, the truth is a harsh mistress, isn't it? I gave you the numbers, 403, 2017. I'm going to give you the totals. Total rifle murders since 2013 of any rifle combined in America, 1,582. Let's compare that to Chicago, shall we? 2,912 murders in Chicago alone. Combination rifles, handguns, 2,912, tens of thousands wounded, tens of thousands in one city. The FBI numbers are nationwide, but it gets better. personal weapons. You know what those are, according to the FBI? Hands, fists, feet. Kicking somebody with your boot. 2013, 687. 2013, 687. Beaten, stomped with hands, fists, feet, strangled, pummeled into the ground. I want you to think about that. Now, just pay attention to these numbers I'm giving you. 687 in 2013. 682. 682 in 2014. So we got 687. Let's you want to do some math here? Let's do it together. 687 plus 682. That's 1369 already in 2014. Plus 659. That's 2028 in 2015. Plus 669 in 2016. Plus 696. That's 3,393 people stomped and beaten to death compared to rifles, which is less than half of that. Now think about what I'm talking about. Is the media telling you this as they scream and clamor for gun control? 1,802 more people were beaten. Yeah, choked, punched, beaten, kicked. Bare hands, bare knuckle brawling, then all rifles combined, all rifles combined in this country. The AR-15 is used in a fraction of murders, yet it gets massive, massive, massive publicity because they are used in a killing in a Walmart or a killing in Dayton, Ohio. While the mainstream media ignores Chicago and every other Democrat-controlled city, where these St. Louis, Baltimore, Atlanta, pick the Democrat-controlled big urban, just pick it. They ignore those numbers and focus on this. They're only pushing that one narrative. One narrative. AR-15 has to go, and Peter King has signed on to it, and Peter King becomes the first Republican in the House to sign on to it. What kind of, is that a PR coup for the Dems? You better believe it is. David Cicilline, Democrat, Rhode Island, Democrat, Rhode Island, socialist, with, he rolled out the assault weapons ban in 2019 with 190 other Democrats on board. After El Paso and Dayton, King became the most recent to jump on, but 11 others signed on. 11? Yeah, let me check. It was 11 that signed on. I'm right on my number. And King, let's not forget, this is what he was touting on NBC on the program I was on and followed him, thankfully, had been the lead sponsor of the bill, improving, according to the Daily News, background checks as a Republican when Republicans controlled the House. Which is what he was touting on the NBC Daily News that morning, that I was able to come out and correct and say, at least I respect him for saying what he said on your show. However, every killer passed background checks, and Peter King knows that what goes on in his district ain't happening outside my district in rural Georgia. Ain't going on. And the rest of America, in between California and New York, ain't going to put up with it. Because we know that no criminal is going to follow Peter King's expanded background check. And Peter King knows it too. Again, sleazebag politician talking out both sides of his mouth. You want to do something? Show me the bill that works. Don't throw a bunch of crap at me and tell me to buy onto it because you think we got to start somewhere. You start where something will work. He can't answer that question. More than happy. Oh, would I love to have a public conversation with him on that. Oh my gosh. Somebody said, why do they work in New York? They don't. He just thinks that. What he's saying is, I can get away with doing this in New York. That's what he's saying. Not the background checks working. That's what he wants you to think. He thinks background checks work in New York. So you can ask the logical question, well, why do background checks work in New York and not rural Georgia? They don't. They don't work there any better than they worked in El Paso or Dayton. Or Dallas, for that matter, where the El Paso killer came from. They don't work. They don't work in his district. They don't work in any district. He knows it. He's talking about the politics of it. That's why you got to be smart enough to cut through this stuff. I'm going to read part of the Daily News piece. Democratic leaders, however, have chosen to focus on background check legislation that already passed the House. Sources have told the Daily News that the leaders think that they can best pressure on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on background checks because public support for them hovers around 90% and better, which is also a lie. We still don't know where they're getting that number. They even tell us that National Rifle Association members, because what they do is they dupe you on the question. I'm a realist. I don't mind getting the background check I get right now. I have to get it. I've done it before, every handgun I've ever bought. So do you mind background checks? No. So then they used to have to roll that into 90%. I can give you whatever number you want to hear. It doesn't make any difference. Continuing, but they're also concerned that moderate Democrats in swing districts, would face a backlash for backing a weapons ban and are unlikely to pursue one unless they believe it is certain to get 218 votes, the number required to assure passage. And even if it does, what's going to happen in the Senate? We don't know yet, do we? Do we? Or do we? A White House official admits Trump has lost whatever interest he had in doing gun control. Just yesterday, Trump was out talking about, well, we already have big background checks. The Daily Beast is reporting that Trump is going dark on gun control after pledging background checks. They've already said he started to move on. Where is McConnell going to go with this? Now, I'm going to give you my theory on this. McConnell made statements that I believe politically he had to make in the wake of El Paso and Dayton. He had to. As the leader of the Senate, he had to say what he said. All things are on the table. I understand politically why he would say that. If Mitch McConnell were serious about background checks and assault weapons bans and the rest of the like, Mitch McConnell would have called the Senate back from recess. He did not. I believe the reason he did not is because Mitch McConnell knows that by the time the Senate gets back, something else is going to dominate the news cycle. Or the quote-unquote appetite, and I hate to use their phrase, but I will, the appetite for doing something that will only infringe on the rights of law-abiding Americans will have lost its quote-unquote appeal by the time the Senate comes back on its own. I'll be back right after this to continue the conversation. Don't go away.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios begins the fourth segment. I hate that time flies so fast. Let me tell you quickly about Defender Coffee. I'm with these guys 100% of the way, and I want you to be too. I've got a cup of it right here. It's not the Sunday Monster Cast, where I'm drinking it too late in the day. But I've got the medium roast. I just got my second bag yesterday. And with Defender Coffee, you defend the second with every single cup. I'm going to go with every single drop, okay? Born from a love of coffee and passion for the Second Amendment, the owners got it right. Because when you shop Defender Coffee at DefenderCoffee.com, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice. You get to tell them where to put your money. Which one of these four do you want us to send it to? And the Second Amendment Foundation is one of them. So every time you do what you do every day anyway and drink a cup of coffee, the medium roast is fantastic. I haven't had the dark. I'm sure it's just as good. My wife loves it. She's the coffee connoisseur in my house, has been for years. I didn't start drinking coffee until I was 40. Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, I know. I didn't drink it growing up. I just wasn't my thing. I live on this stuff now every day. I start every day with a couple cups of coffee every single day. And there are times I drink way too much of it during the day. I can drink a cup of coffee and fall asleep on occasion. But I love coffee. What can I tell you? And I love the fact that you can defend the Second Amendment with every single cup that you drink. I love this. The coffee's out of this world. DefenderCoffee.com. Order a bag. Donate to the Second Amendment organization. I was going to say foundation. I have no problem with you picking the Second Amendment Foundation, obviously my favorite organization out there. But there are three others on the site. Go there and find it for yourself. And that's protecting your freedoms. It's defending your freedoms. So you can become a defender today and join us in our fight to hashtag defend the second, pound, defend the second, simply by drinking coffee. It's outrageously good. DefenderCoffee.com. Here's what I want you to do. Email me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. Let me know what you think and tell me who you donated to. Doesn't matter who you donate to. Pick whichever one you want and donate. I did get an email, and it's on the frequently asked questions page as well, too, and at defendercoffee.com. And that is, what does 100% of profit means? Well, it means that after all expenses, that includes their pay, 100% of the profits after all of their expenses is going per bag
to the organization that you choose. That's a commitment, brother. That's a huge commitment. The other one is, how can you be sure the money's being donated? Simple. Pick the phone up and call them. There's the number. There's the list. They'll tell you. That's awesome. I think that's great. I love new sponsors, and I love new sponsors that do stuff like this. And what happens if you buy Defender coffee? I got a couple emails on this already. At a retail store, for example. I know one of the largest gun shops in Colorado Springs, is now carrying Defender coffee. So what happens if you buy it there? The profit donated from every product sold at the retail partners is divided evenly between all four gun rights organizations. So if you prefer to choose which gun rights organization receives your donation, you can do so by simply purchasing from the website at defendercoffee.com. But either way, you know the routine. I love it. I could spend the rest of the hour, the rest of the segment, which is the rest of the hour, talking about it, but I think you get the idea. And they support us. Even though this is kind of a win-win situation, it's awesome. You can shop at gunbroker.com while sipping your Defender coffee. Oh, man, it doesn't get any better than that. Let's go back to what I think is getting ready to happen with the Senate, with Mitch McConnell. You know, it's all started from the conversation with Peter King previously. I gave you my thoughts on what I think is going to occur, and I believe I'm right. I want to go to the Daily Beast piece. Now, here's the deal. King is out supporting it. My response to him is, dude, just come out as a Democrat and switch parties. We don't need you in the party. If you can't win your district as a Republican and you have to pander and talk out both sides of your sleazebag mouth, just go play for the other team. We don't care. Go. Get out. We don't need Republicans like you wavering and telling me what I need or want. You don't have the moral authority to do that. Don't tread on me. Get off my back and stay off my lawn, Peter King. It's that simple. Stay in your own lane in New York. If that's your constituency, then play ball with them. Get off my field. Daily Beast reporting today. After mass shootings, Trump loses interest in gun control. He started to move on, official says. Been roughly a month and a half since Dayton and El Paso. It's been roughly a month. And what did Trump say right afterwards? I'm all about background checks. We need background checks, the likes of which, quote, we've never had before. Now, here's what a staffer said. He started to move on. A White House official conceded, adding that they haven't heard the president discussing the topic in recent days with the same urgency or frequency that punctuated the immediate aftermath of both shootings. Quote, if it were up to the president, he'd do background checks today. But that's not how it works. And he loses patience quickly. Now, I'm going to analyze that statement there for you. Plausible deniability? If it were up to the president, he would do that. But it's not. That tells me that he's been given cover. Take a listen to what the Daily Beast compares. So far this month, Trump has posted 4 tweets directly addressing the need for more robust background checks for gun purchases. One fewer than he's posted about diamond and silk. Okay? So think about that. There is nothing happening, one Senate Democrat said, who asked to be referred to as a, listen to this, doesn't this fit? This is just going to kill you. What a snowflake, if I've ever seen one at all. There is nothing happening, a Democratic aide said. And here's how the Democratic aide asked to be referred to in the Daily Beast piece. A severely depressed staffer who has been through too many of these. This is all Trump. It is all in his hands. No one is talking to Republicans or their offices. If the president says, yes, I want to do it, it gets 85 votes. If he doesn't, it doesn't. A Democrat, you know, he's a little snowflake. I'm melting. I tell you, I'm melting. Now let's go back to what I said about McConnell. Is he going to face enough pressure to put this to the floor in the Senate when they reconvene in September? I don't have the answer to that. Unlike the elitist Democrats who believe they can see the future and analyze people they've never met from afar, because Democrats, socialists can do that because they're so elitist. They're so elitist. They can do those things. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you that. It's beginning to look like, to me, that McConnell was doing what he had to do, what he felt he had to do politically to get the heat off of him and to move that media needle. Now, I hate that American politicians feel they have to do that at all. To me, that's not leadership. I'll tell you what leadership is. Mitch McConnell standing up and saying, I'm not going to deprive American citizens, from the Senate side anyway, of anything infringe in any way on their right to bear arms. Background checks don't stop these mass killers, so we're not going to do something that infringes on law-abiding Americans and doesn't affect crime. That's leadership to me. And I understand why Mitch McConnell feels the way he feels of the... I get that. I understand that political pressure. I understand what goes on behind the scenes, unfortunately. But a true leader would stand up and say, the hell with that. It doesn't work. I'm not going to do it. I'd like to see that said in the face of that pressure. Is it ever going to happen? Lord knows. Armed American Radio's... I'm going to close out with this. I can't close out with that because I don't know. I can't make that prediction. I just don't think we're going to see what the media wants us to see after September. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is going to get up and do it all again tomorrow because we can. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.